Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jan Jones is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jan is a friend of mine, and now she's a friend of yours, because she and I have been talking for a while now on the, about her project and some other things that we're working on together, and I've gotten to know her, and I knew about her book. Her new book called The CEO's Secret Weapon, long before it became a book. And so I'm proud to tell you that it's ready, and she knows how to write this book because she was a professional administrative assistant, executive assistant for a number of years to people like Anthony Robbins, for example. And she now runs her own company, and I'm sure she has her own executive assistant. She's the founder and the president of Jan Jones Worldwide, which is a speakers bureau, and she's our good friend. Jan Jones, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. So happy to be here with you.
Good to have you here. Congratulations, the CEO Secret Weapon.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, and thank you for the part that you played in helping me to interview people like Steve Forbes and his wonderful assistant, Jackie, Jackie is a terrific exemplar of the kind of assistant I feature in my book.
She is the perfect example of a true professional, and I just love watching her work. How great leaders and their assistants maximize productivity and effectiveness. The people, when you see, you know, the old story, you used to see the placard on the kitchen wall in so many houses, right? Behind every great man, there's a woman doing all the work. Or if you want something done, ask a woman. You know, give it to a woman. Something like that. You've heard all those, right? Well,
yeah.
And of course, all assistants aren't women, but most of them probably are. And these executives, male or female, they'll tell you real quick that they don't know where they'd be without their executives.
Yes, the number is about 97% of assistants are female. But yes, the more and more males are taking on this role, as it becomes more and more high profile in many ways, people are beginning to realize the value of a top-notch assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And now what's happening, Jim, interestingly enough, is that a lot of graduates from management schools are seeking out the executive assistant position because it puts them immediately in proximity to these high-level CEOs.
Right.
They get to see right away how these businesses function, and so they're kind of edging out the traditional assistant in order to get to be working very closely with the CEO, which
right.
Assistants have been doing for years and years and years. That's how they learn.
Well, look at what I've lost your name. The Republican candidate, help me out.
Carly Fiorina.
Carly. She started out as a secretary for the company.
Yes,
you know,
did, Carly.
And back now, folks, that was back in the day. That was back when we could call them secretaries. Back when they called themselves secretaries. I remember. See what you don't know, Jan, I don't think, is that I worked very closely with the International Secretaries Associations back when they called themselves secretaries.
Yeah.
It was the name of the organization was secretary.
Yes, and a lot of assistants today will tell you that they are a secretary first. Because
mm-hmm.
What is a secretary? Secretary comes from the French word, which means keeper of the secret.
Right, confidential.
Yes, confidential. And in days gone by, actually, in the beginning of the 1800s, the secretaries were all male.
Right.
And they ended
right.
up being, they turned into females when they first created the typewriter.
Well,
because men's hands were too big to operate the typewriter.
No, that's right. In Washington, in the government, in the 19th century, all the secretaries were male.
Yes.
But that's true. So the professionals I know, the professional executive assistants that I know, Jan, are could if they could transmogrify themselves into the person of the executive. They could do their job a lot of times.
Oh, and in many ways they do. I always say that a top executive assistant is a seamless extension of the executive, mm-hmm. and they've learned how to think the way the executive thinks. They've learned how to operate the business, and obviously they cannot take everything over. They can't take over the entire role because they don't have the background or the level of experience. But there are many tasks throughout the day that an assistant can do very, very effectively for an executive. A lot of the administrative things, for example, and then also a lot of the decision making. So it behooves the executive to really teach and mentor the assistant and let them in as much as they possibly can to the day-to-day work that they're doing so that they understand the business and they're able to run the business for you on many levels when you're not there or when you're too busy doing other things.
What I've noticed over the years, Jan, is how the roles have changed a little bit. For example, I don't need an assistant to write my letter.
Yes.
I write my own letters, and I don't need assistants to type my letters.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody to type. I can do my own PowerPoint presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give it to somebody and have them make sure I didn't, I don't worry about whether all the point sizes are right. I'll let somebody else do that. But I develop all that myself. But so I'm doing more things that maybe a secretary or an assistant used to do for an executive. But they're doing things that the executives used to do.
That is correct.
So the roles are changing a little, aren't they?
Yes. And the thing is, when the roles had changed, certainly when I first started, I mean, bosses couldn't type. They didn't know what a computer was. And, it's very interesting, Jim, because there are several executives, I talk about them in my book, as a matter of fact, who they still will not do things like send emails because they don't want to sit down at the computer and do that kind of stuff.
I know people they don't even check their own email. I know people, very successful executives, their assistant prints the emails off in on paper and they read them like that.
Yes, they read them like that, and then if you've got a good assistant, oftentimes they will already have answered that email and they'll say to you, "Look, I've already taken care of this. This is what I told him.
Right.
This is what I told him," or the other thing it's important for the assistant to know is when they can't do that, when they're not able to answer
right.
emails, so don't do it.
But assistants are also bookkeepers, and I mean, when I say bookkeepers, I shouldn't say it that way. They're doing financial spreadsheets
and
all kinds of things like that. Publishing, they're doing publishing as well, aren't they?
Yes, there's it's such a wide variety
technology.
Of jobs that an assistant can do.
Technology has helped us with all this.
Yes. Technology has certainly helped to make a lot of things easier for the assistant over the years. I mean, I started working in the days when they had manual typewriters, and then we were very excited to have the IBM Selectric typewriter.
My first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper, Jan. The book is called The CEO's Secret Weapon by Jan Jones. Folks, it's outstanding. When we come back, I'm going to get Jan to talk to us about some of the people, specifically by name, that she learned from and that you can learn from when you read this book. 20 after. The book's available wherever books are sold. Stay with me.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.